Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us last. You'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
Hey.
What's good?
There are a lot of bad things going on in the world.
You don't say.
Well, I'm talking about Tom Brady leaving us.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just been a really tough day.
Man. Just yesterday was the worst day in Boston.
It really was.
Tom Brady leaves, coronavirus, and St. Patrick's Day canceled.
Yeah, I know. You know how many... Side note, how many sad cans of Guinness I saw posted on Facebook yesterday from people having their own St. Patrick's Day parties by themselves. Anyways, let's talk about some good things, though, during all of the craziness.
Yes.
A woman in Pennsylvania has a free mini library outside of her home that she normally stocks with books so people can borrow. I've seen a lot of these around. But now she's replaced them with free canned goods. And apparently a lot of other people are doing it. So if you are one of those folks that... has one of those little community libraries, I think this is a really great idea to stock it with canned goods. Or if you have, by chance, any extra hand sanitizer or other goods, that would be amazing. I know that there's a great group of people in Derry, New Hampshire, who have a table outside of their house who have just stocked up on these essential items. So if anyone ever needs them, they can go to this house with like multiple tables just filled with things. And when it starts getting low, they put more items back on the table. So shout out to the people in Derry, New Hampshire, doing something similar to this. A regular customer in Houston left a $9,400 tip at a restaurant on Monday, right before they closed down for the next couple weeks. We read about the one in Columbus, Ohio. Now this one in Houston. Maybe there's other ways to tip.
Because even if the restaurants stay open and do takeout or curbside, the servers aren't making any money.
I know. And I was actually going to say that. That's another way to really help out during this time is if you do order food for takeout or delivery, because there are people delivering right now as well.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe like give them a bit of an extra tip that you wouldn't normally give, because this is, they're putting their lives at risk in a way to bring you food.
Yeah. I mean, my brother's actually does food delivery, mm-hmm. and I was talking to him. I was like, are you worried about this? And he's like, I'm terrified, but what am I going to do?
Yeah. And then let's just talk about one other weird effect of this crisis that I think is good to note as well. The gas prices are plummeting. The national average should hit $1.99 per gallon soon, and some experts think in certain areas it'll be under a dollar eventually. I saw someone post a photo yesterday in Quincy.
$1.99.
So I'm just saying there might be a little light at the tunnel here, especially if you're like us where you still have to go to work. You know, there makes it a little
at least
affordable.
It's cheap to go to work
at the moment.
Hey, guess what? The cat drinks gasoline now. I ain't buying milk. Can't find any at the grocery store anyway.
Stop it. So those are just some feel good. I'm sure throughout the week we will have more that we will keep adding to this list, but we gotta keep
some
positive.
Feel good. Yeah, thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you.
It's Jay going.